This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number 3. And Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, and he'll be answering the phone when you call into 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I want to skip on down my talking points. There was a bunch of stuff going on. We'll probably push some of it into tomorrow. But I want to get on to the Detroit bankruptcy because I think it's a very serious situation where the judge has now cleared the path for the Detroit bankruptcy and the axe is falling very heavily on the pensioners. Those who worked for the city of Detroit their entire life, paid into a pension fund. Detroit was supposed to pay into a pension fund. The pension fund is now empty. And the judge for the bankruptcy of Detroit is saying, yeah, you can just let these people go. It's their problem. It's not your problem. And the reason pension funds are in trouble all across America goes back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud when Wall Street's pet ratings agencies gave AAA ratings to those bundled mortgage investment vehicles. And under U.S. law, pension funds or any funds that are dealing with people who are retired, They're too old to pick up and start over again to build a second retirement. So they're in kind of a hard place. So pension funds by law may only invest in AAA rated securities. And Wall Street's pet rating agencies, with the exception of Egan Jones, came out and said, oh yeah, these mortgage bundles, they're great. They're AAA. You know, the real estate market's always going to go up and that makes these things secure. Even though a lot of people already knew there was fraud going on there. Same mortgage was getting pledged to multiple bundles. That's criminal felony fraud. Nobody went to jail for. And when the whole mortgage-backed security fraud exploded or imploded or collapsed or whatever you want to call it, pension funds across America were emptied. And unfortunately for those pension funds under the control of state and local governments, those politicians in those state and local governments lack the gonadal tissue to stand up and point the finger of blame where it really goes. And we have seen this in state after state and city after city where the solution is to say, yeah, sorry, the money's gone. It's your problem. I got nothing to do with it. And so the Detroit bankruptcy, it's all those workers who worked for the city their entire lifetime, and they had an agreement, a contract with the city to cover their retirement. Now it's just gone. And that is now considered acceptable behavior. And it isn't. It really isn't. Because there is enough money in this country for everybody to be taken care of comfortably. But not when it's all piled up in these huge obelisks, ziggurats, towering over Wall Street in Washington, D.C. And the U.S. government doesn't really need all the money. They're screaming they got to take money from you. It's just a way of keeping you under control. There's a huge brouhaha brewing over the fate of the USS Forrestal. This is the aircraft carrier made famous by John McCain, which was sold for scrap for one penny. Now, I'm sure you will understand, looking at this aircraft carrier, there is a fortune in scrap metal sitting there. And the ship is going to be towed from Philadelphia, where it's berthed, down to Brownsville, Texas, where they're going to take it apart and sell it for scrap. This is a sweetheart deal for somebody. Because that carrier, a wise and prudent government, would have sold it for its scrap value, less towing cost, less a margin for the person doing the scrapping to make a profit. They just gave it away. And you paid for all of that. All over the world, we're beginning to see this growing trend among the bankers to find a way to justify drastic changes in the relationship between banks and their customers. And we've already been talking about how Yellen is trying to deal with the money hoarders, meaning you and your savings account, not the people on Wall Street, by allowing banks to now charge you a fee for storing your money in a savings account. When I was a kid and people were being encouraged to save for a rainy day, you'd put your money in a savings account, the bank would use that money to loan out, they would get interest on the loan, they would share that interest with you, and your money in the savings account would grow. That was the way the model was supposed to be. Of course, these days we know the banks are just loaning out money that's created out of thin air. And they don't really need the savings accounts anymore. So now they're talking about charging you a fee for bothering them with your accumulated cash. And Yellen wants people who actually have a savings account. Oh, if we charge them a fee for keeping a savings account, they'll take that money and they'll spend it into circulation and that will help the economy. No, it won't. These people are savers. They'll take their money out of the savings account, they'll put it into silver and gold, and they'll bury it in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. That's what's going to happen. This policy's not going to work. Now, at the recent Future of Banking in Europe conference, where all the money junkies got together to do their money junkie thing, they're openly talking about future bail-ins and confiscation of deposits. These people are not bankers. They're bank robbers. And it's easy for them because they own the bank. And what started in Cyprus, remember back when Cyprus got its haircut or its scalping or its castration, whatever you want to call it, and they were saying, oh, it's a one-time only emergency move. Uh-uh. It's being discussed as a policy where when a bank gets itself into trouble, they will be allowed to dip into the savings accounts of their customers to cover their losses. Good reason to get your money out of the bank right now. And bury it in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. I don't think Yellen has much to worry about. Over at the Bank of England, they're reporting the biggest drop in savings for the last 40 years. People are having to dip into their savings accounts just to stay alive. And charging for savings account and the threat of bail-ins is only going to make it worse. So they'll change the rules for fractional reserve banking and say, you don't need to worry about depositor money. We'll figure up your reserve margin some other way. Now, needless to say, we've already been talking about this. The Christmas shopping season is off to a horrible start. Yes, there were crowds at the mall, and they were all looking. Hardly anybody was buying. Apparently 13% below what they were hoping it was going to be, or the projections were going to be. And now everybody's scrambling for an excuse. What's going on here? We're seeing this article over here at RIMF.com. Drop in holiday sales reflects U.S. social crisis. It isn't a social crisis. It's an economic one. Christmas, contrary to the marketing coming from the retailers, it's not a necessity. There is no need to go out and buy Christmas presents for your friends and family. It's nice. It's traditional. But it's not essential to survival. And a huge percentage of America are operating on survival level right now. I'm not expecting this is going to be a great Christmas season. We haven't had a really good, powerful retail Christmas season, I think, for 7 years now. And a lot of retail companies, they rely on that holiday shopping season to get them into the black. That's why it's called Black Friday. And come January, when it's all over, we will see retail companies that were operating in the red for the entire year and they couldn't get into the black over Christmas, they'll go out of business. We've lost so many retailers over the last several years. Because for an economy to work takes more than corporations luring money out of the population or taking money out of the population and the government taxing it out of you or ordering you to spend money on things like Obamacare and wireless headsets and all the rest of that stuff they tell you you got to buy. Somebody somewhere in control, in authority, has to so organize the economy that the people can transform their labor into adequate wealth to feed that pyramid system. And that's where this entire United States government Wall Street system has failed. They weren't looking at the foundation. They were too dazzled by living at the peak of the pyramid. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Dan in Louisiana. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, man.
Aloha.
Yeah. Big shout out to Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines out there at K-Bay. Fortes, Fortuna, Juvat, Fortune favors the bold. You know, that's Oahu. You want Oahu, right?
Yes, I am.
Cool, that's what's up. Yeah, man, you're spot on with your analysis of the banking system. The problem is they've woven such a fantastic, comfortable life for us that, you know, they want to maintain the status quo, and they do that through their different bureaucracies and everything else.
No, yeah, that's exactly what happens, and, you know, they're willing to invest part of their fortune to maintain this illusion, this matrix around us that we've got it good and everybody else has got it worse, and we shouldn't complain and we shouldn't fight back. But, you know, these days, and it really began to accelerate after the revelation that Saddam Hussein really did not have nuclear weapons, the American people are very skeptical. They're not trusting of the government or the corporate media. They're looking for reasons not to trust the official story. And once you start looking, you find them.
Yep. That's absolutely right. You know, false flag after false flag happens. You know, the USS Liberty, everything else. You know, it's time to bring our troops home. We would see an economic boom if we brought our troops home. They would spend their money at the bars and the clubs and the stadiums here to enjoy our pro sports and everything else. So that's my solution. That's my short-term solution to giving us an economic boom and carrying on forward into 2014, into 2016.
Well, it's a nice ideal, and in general terms, definitely would work. But there's a few steps you have to go through transitioning a wartime economy to a peacetime economy. What is really most essential is we just work to revive our manufacturing in this country, because that is the means by which Americans can earn decent wages and salaries, building products that will sell to other countries. And that we really started losing. We started letting it go 30 years ago. And people were saying at the time, this is a mistake. And the government said, we don't need to worry. We'll have the service economy, which was this theory that we could make the nation prosperous by doing each other's laundry for a fee. And all it really did was open up additional opportunities for taxation. But it greatly reduced new wealth coming into the country from outside. And that's when we really began to see these $1.5 billion a day trade imbalances.
Yep. And you look around the corner and you see these family dollars popping up. That's the foreign banking takeover. They just keep propping up stuff in our community, corporate buildings. It's a foreign corporate banking takeover. And, you know, the only way out of it is, you know, I know you were saying that we shouldn't have a revolution, but we need a revolution.
Well, we're going to have to disagree on that one, and I also disagree that it's foreign banks that are the problem. It is the banking system as a whole. It's a systemic problem having to do with the particular economic model that we follow, which is that all commerce and trade is carried out using banknotes borrowed at interest from that private central bank. It's the very system of banking we fought a revolution to be free of. And again, I'm not advocating for a revolution, but when it all comes crashing down, as it inevitably must, because it's a pyramid scheme, we, the American people, need to be ready to stand up and say, we're forming a new country for ourselves, no more private central banking, no more private central banking, no more private central banking.
Yep. I agree with you. You know what? You got this clique of people on this spiraling fractional reserve interest rate that is so incredibly padded, while the regular people around here only get like 0.001 interest on their savings account. So,
and they're going to lose that too, because now the banks are going to start charging a fee for holding your money. So you'll be encouraged to put that money back out in circulation, and they won't. They'll take it home. They'll put it into silver and gold, and they'll hide it. And that's exactly what they should be doing.
Yep, and they got silver and gold pawn shops all over this town, just tweaking away every last little bit of silver and gold that we have. There ain't no gold in Fort Knox no more.
Yeah. No, we got the same thing out here. I remember when I was a kid, pawn shops were a lot like the one that you see on that reality show Pawn Stars, where there's all kinds of cool things in there. But out here on the island of Oahu, all the pawn shops are buying is gold and silver. They're not interested in buying anything else. It's just a gold and silver collection place. We've got kiosks in the shopping mall where you can take your gold in, and they'll give you ink and paper for it that you will use to go and buy something as a Christmas present that's probably not going to last 2 days past the end of the warranty period.
Yep. America has to be what it to be opposite of what we are, consumer nation.
Absolutely. And the consumerism is driven by the money junkies seeking to acquire more of our wealth. And again, fundamentally, I don't have a problem with people who want to make a lot of money.
Right.
There's a good way to do it, like Steve Jobs or a George Lucas or a Steven Spielberg.
Yep.
Or people who make good products or good movies that we voluntarily give our money for, that's capitalism. But when you have a bunch of bankers who game the system and corrupt the government so that wealth automatically flows to them and they put nothing back into society, that's a problem. That's fascism.
That's what
we have to oppose.
I totally agree. With the event of 9/11, that unfortunate event that went down, the bankers are going to plan more of those, and they're going to be bigger, and they're going to all happen at one time, and it's going to be real ugly.
Yeah, they're desperate now to get this next war going. They're trying to solve this mess with another world war like they did the last two times. They're still trying to find a way to get the Syria war back on track. They're still trying to find a way to get the war in Iran going. And ultimately, the U.S. is going to wind up at war with China to stop the yuan's encroachment on the dollar as the global trade and reserve currency. In fact, by the way, the yuan just passed the euro in international use. The yuan is now the second most used currency on planet Earth, and it's closing in on the dollar. And that's why we're seeing all this saber rattling over in the Western Pacific. We've got to stop the yuan. It's a mortal threat to the American dollar. So forth and so on. All right. Jim in Georgia, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mike, and I missed you for a while there, buddy.
No, I was around, just doing what
I do.
Good.
Well, I'm glad you did. I had to call about, you know, when you were talking about pawn shops. I watched that Hollywood on, and people are spending $100,000 on bracelets and artwork and all that kind of stuff. And then you see Detroit pawn, and people are pawning their TVs, their PlayStations, standing in line 2 hours long to pay on their pawns. It's a shame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The money is all in one side, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. If you're on the inside of the system, it's just ink and paper, and for the rest of us, it controls our lives. Our slave chains are made of paper, and that paper is the Federal Reserve note.
Right. Mike, well, I'd like to wish you a happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and people send you a dollar or $10 or $20 to help keep this station on the air. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye. Thank you very much, and thank you for that very kind thought, because, we're a little tight, and we can use all the help that we can get. Ralph in California, you're going to have to go quick. We're coming up on a commercial.
Yeah, Mike, welcome back. Good to hear
you. Thank you.
Hey, you were talking about the magazine laws or the limit that they were going to change it to a 5-round round limit on the magazine in another state. Is that correct?
That's in New York, yes.
Okay, over here in California, we're allowed 10.
Yes.
Now, you brought up, is it the Miller Law or Miller Act?
It's United States versus Miller was a United States Supreme Court decision which stated that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people those weapons carried by the uniformed military. And it wasn't what they set out to rule, but the case had to do with a sawed-off shotgun. We got to take a break for commercials. Ralph, don't go away. When we come back, I'm going to talk about United States versus Miller and the Second Amendment. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Ralph in California about limits on magazines, limits on various weapons, and specifically referring to a decision rendered by the United States Supreme Court in a case called United States versus Miller. And the case involved Miller was arrested with a sawed-off shotgun, which is illegal pretty much everywhere in the country. Exactly how short the barrel has to be considered sawed-off varies from place to place to place. That's what happened at that whole Randy Weaver situation where the undercover FBI informant asked him to cut off the shotgun just a quarter of an inch inside the legal limit to set him up, to get him to become a spy for the FBI, and it led to the whole Ruby Ridge situation. Miller argued that the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America that says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed meant that any laws regarding the length of a shotgun barrel are unconstitutional and that he should be acquitted. The Supreme Court upheld his conviction and came back and said that because of the inclusion of words about defense of a free state, security of a free state, and militia, that the Second Amendment, what the Second Amendment guaranteed to the American people was to keep and bear arms equal to those held by the uniformed services, and because the uniformed services of the United States were not using sawed-off shotguns at the time, they became popular in Vietnam, but at the time, that the conviction was upheld. And I don't think they realized that they had opened a huge can of worms, because under that Miller decision, you and I should be able to go buy an M16 with the triple fire select button, and there should be no more limits on our magazine capacity than there are on the National Guard, the police, and the Army and the Navy, and so forth. Now, from a point of view of enforcement, of course, the Miller decision is pretty much conveniently ignored, but that's basically where that comes from. Now, on a common sense point of view, because I think anybody who's talking about gun rights, we need to stay away from this idea of government oppression and the need to defeat government tyranny, and just to take what I call the common sense approach to gun freedom, which is that we, the people of the United States of America, have a legitimate and a very real need and a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And we know the criminals are getting fully automatic weapons because of Fast and Furious. We know the police rarely, if ever, arrive in time to thwart a crime in progress. They always show up afterwards. They pose with the dead bodies, you know, in their nice shiny uniforms for the press cameras, but they're not there in time to actually stop the crime in progress. Who's there when the crime is being committed? The criminal and the victim. And the victim should have the necessary armament to thwart the crime. And every community that has, you know, gun freedom, where the citizens are allowed to keep, bear, and even carry guns, crime is lower than in those parts of the country where the law-abiding citizen has been disarmed. That is, without exception, all around the globe, common sense. And so I'm very much opposed to limits on the capacity of magazines or any other limits. The only reason the government is pushing that issue is to keep the armed American citizens militarily inferior to the government troops in the event of a conflict, which I am hoping fervently we can avoid. But that's why they're pushing for all this limits on assault rifles and limits on magazine capacity, is to keep the armed American people, which is 80% of the population, militarily inferior to the government's stormtroopers. Okay, Ralph?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, then since I'm in California, we're limited to 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
If I could bring that in and say, well, wait a minute. Now, with that decision, I can use that as an argument, say now I'm allowed to have a 30-round mag.
In theory, you could, but the judges are not going to be thinking the letter of the law and the Constitution. They're going to be thinking that they're on the side of the government, and they're all keenly aware that the government is driving us towards a confrontation with the people. And so, again, on a practical level of what's actually being enforced by the courts and the police, they're going to go along with these laws even though they're unconstitutional. And their argument is it's the law, and until somebody says it's unconstitutional, you have to go along with it. That, too, is also a lie, because the United States Supreme Court, again, also ruled in Marbury versus Madison that laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. So if the government passes a law saying, you know, we can peek into your windows, even though it violates the Fourth Amendment, and you're going to have to wait till the Supreme Court says it's wrong. No, you don't. No, you don't. Under the Marbury versus Madison decision, if you know that law is repugnant to the Constitution, you are not bound by it. Now, of course, the police will take a different approach, and so will the judges. So it's a theoretical exercise, but from a pragmatic and practical level, the government, they're going to beat you up until you do what they want you to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All righty, we're going to switch over to Obi in Colorado. Obi, thank you very much for waiting all this time, and what's on your mind today?
I have a quick point to make with you about who actually runs the world, and I'll preface it by saying, who are the majority shareholders of the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund? And those people, which are the Warburgs, the Schiffs, the Rockefellers, mm-hmm. the Rothschilds, they're who are calling the shots. They're who actually runs the world. And
well, you're correct up to a point, until you realize that the world's financial system does function as a machine, and it operates with a great deal of autonomy, and those people who are on the inside, they have to go along with that process. If there's anybody inside one of those families who stood up and said, really, this is wrong and it's destructive, they're going to be replaced. Others will come in and say they're crazy, kick them out. And really, we've allowed the money power, the power of the money system itself to become so great, nobody can stand up to it, not even the bankers ostensibly in control of it.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there, because the Rothschilds are driving it all. And they purposely collapsed things after the Battle of Waterloo in England so that they could buy up everything there for pennies on the dollar, or pennies on the pound, as it were.
Yes.
And they're doing the same thing to everything now. And they're doing all this on purpose. They've got their finger on everything, and they're controlling the price of gold. They're controlling everything because they want it to collapse so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's absolutely been done, and we're seeing the same thing just in the housing market, where people in 2008 were getting these $2-3 million mortgages on these properties, and they're hideously in debt to the bank. Then the real estate market crashes, the homes are foreclosed, and they're sold back to the real estate investors, for $500,000 or so, so they can start the process all over again with the next generation.
Right, and put the next generation into debt slavery. They literally want a return to the feudal lord system.
Oh, that's absolutely true. We're seeing a return to serfdom. And feudalism, if you really think about it, feudalism and fascism are very, very much the same mindset.
Yeah, I agree with that. Other than that, I'd like to say welcome back. I'm glad you're back.
Well, glad to be here.
And other than that, have a good day, and I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone. We're coming up on the top of the show here. So let's see, going back, I want to skip on back to some of the talking points. We're seeing protests all over the world, and it's not getting a lot of coverage here in the United States because they don't want you American serfs to get these uppity ideas that you could actually stand up and complain here. But apparently both Spain and Japan are moving to criminalize protests. And we understand that the right for a people to stand up to its government and demand redress of grievances is a fundamental human right. It doesn't just apply to Americans because of the First Amendment. It is recognized as a right of all people to talk to their government and say what you're doing isn't working. And certainly in the case of Spain, which is very much enslaved to the European Central Bank, and the people of Spain are feeling those financial predations the same as the people in Greece, the same as the people in Cyprus, same as people in Italy and France and the rest of it. They're starting to complain. This government of Spain's answer is you're not allowed to protest anymore. Just stay in your homes, stay in your jobs, go from home to work and back to home again, and we don't want to hear from you again. In Japan, it's partly motivated by the growing awareness of the Japanese people that the government has been a little bit less than honest and forthcoming about the contamination coming out of Fukushima. And this awareness that the true scale of the problem has been sort of papered over for all this time since the disaster happened, the Japanese people are protesting. Japan was going to shut down all their nuclear power plants. Now lobbyists have come in and said, no, they're safe. Put them back online. You need to have nuclear power. The Japanese people are starting to protest over the fact that their government was lying to them about what was going on. Now Japan is moving to criminalize protests. These countries that supposedly represented bastions of freedom and democracy are turning into dictatorships before our very eyes. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely.
Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
America, welcome back to the show. And somebody just sent in a story. We were talking about this yesterday, the so-called knockout game, where the whole point of the game, and apparently it was inspired by the movie Fight Club. Apparently it's taken on a racial overtone with the so-called polar bear hunting. And I said, first of all, these kids playing the game, it's assault and battery. They should be going to jail. And I said, sooner or later, somebody's going to get hurt. And we later updated with a story about two kids who attacked somebody in September. And they were both stabbed, one of them fatally. Now we're getting a report that apparently some kid tried to play knockout with a concealed carry holder and wound up shot. And the message here is, yeah, it looks cool in the movie, but that is a movie. It's not the real world. I worked in the motion picture industry for a lot of years. And mostly I had fun. But it's all make-believe. It's fairy tales. Nothing you see on that screen is real. We know the reality shows aren't even real on TV. TV's being flooded with them. Apparently CNN is now going away from news into entertainment. So we're going to get reality shows all over CNN now. But if you see it in Fight Club or you see it in Fast and Furious or you see it whatever, however it looks, it's not real. It's special effects. It's visual effects. It's highly trained stunt people with special equipment. Please keep that line between the fantasy world that corporate media throws at you and what life is really all about. It's a dumb thing for these kids to be doing. And apparently some of them are getting killed doing it. And that is an absolute tragedy that should not be happening. All righty. We are getting word that Israel, not having been content with wrecking factories all across Asia, Russia, and into Japan with the first Stuxnet, have developed a new version, a super Stuxnet, targeting Iran's nuclear program to break down the centrifuges or trigger a meltdown or whatever else it's supposed to do, so that what happened by accident at Chernobyl and Fukushima is done deliberately to the people of Iran with a completely reckless disregard for what might happen if this new super Stuxnet breaks into the wild like its predecessor and races all around the world infecting similar systems. Because certainly in the case of the first Stuxnet, it targeted these Siemens industrial controllers, which are a standard item in factories around the world. It's a big part of Siemens' business. They're a standard computer interface between your computer's control system and the actual factory operations. They operate valves, they throw switches, they pull levers, whatever needs to be done to get the computer to control the factory, these Siemens controllers do it. Stuxnet targeted them. And we know that when Fukushima had its crisis, the emergency systems, which included Siemens controllers, did not operate the way they were supposed to. And they still have not identified why they did not. By this time, whatever was in the non-volatile memory of the Siemens controllers is probably gone. But it would have been, I think, educational to grab one of those units out there and see if Stuxnet had actually been in the memory, because we do know Stuxnet had infected computers all around the Fukushima power station before the disaster happened. So it's a good bet that it was in there. And you have to wonder about the callousness of anybody who would unleash a weapon so demonstrably capable of breaking out and causing all kinds of unintended damage to innocent people just to get the one person they want to get. Very, very dangerous mindset here. Now, getting back to the growing pressure of war and the apparent desire by the United States to eventually somehow bring about war with China to stop the UN's march on the dollar as the global trade and reserve currency. The yuan is now in number two place. They just passed the euro. And we've been talking about how America's military might is built around these hideously expensive weapons that are really botch-ups. The littoral combat stealth ship, which isn't stealthy. The F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. F-35 can't land on the carrier, can't fly in the rain or fog. All of these things, very expensive, all very high-tech, all very fragile and delicate. Very difficult to work. Again, if you've never seen it, there's a movie called The Pentagon Wars. It's based on a true story of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, and it shows how this whole weapons program, weapons development program in the United States, it's all about the money and promotion and growing fat, rich, and lazy and happy off the backs of the American taxpayer, and produces weapons that are really not very effective. I remember the huge scandal over the fight between the M14 and the M16, and all the brass wanted the M14 because they owned stock in the company producing it, and they tried to rig the tests of the M16 so it would fail, and they got a lot of people killed. But that's okay. I've got stock over here. We've got to look after the stock. And hey, people get killed in combat and war. That's just what they're there for. And we're talking about other countries that are not spending anywhere near as much money as the United States, but they spend it wisely and smartly. We were talking yesterday about the new Russian submarine, diesel-electric boat. The lead boat just rolled out there. It is so quiet, even the U.S. Navy is saying it's a black hole in the water, and they don't know how they're going to be able to find it, even with their new super-powerful whale-killing Autex sonar. And following up on that, apparently the Russians have just released a new fire-and-forget missile for their fighter planes that is being described as an absolute killer, impossible to evade. U.S. spends all this money on all these big, huge ships with all the stealth and defense, and the Russians are developing these multi-Mach maneuverable sea skimmer missiles. I'll give you a good example. Look how much money the U.S. government has put into the ballistic missile defense system. Emphasis on the word ballistic, which means your incoming target is presumed to be following a parabolic course from point of launch to point of impact. That's what ballistic means. It's from the old medieval weapon, the ballista. Billions of dollars spent on a ballistic missile defense system. The Russians spent a tiny, tiny fraction of that same money to make their warheads non-ballistic. They bob, they weave, they corkscrew, they dipsy-doodle, they just weave back and forth, which makes ballistic interception impossible. So just because the United States has thrown more of your money into that bonfire of defense spending doesn't guarantee the outcome of a future war. And that's why we should be very concerned about this rush to pick a fight with everybody on the planet who doesn't like private central banking. Let's see, over in Britain, they spent a huge amount of taxpayer money on what they call the flagship back to work program. And they got a grand total of 720 people back to work for all this money. And it's entirely possible those 720 probably would have found work anyway without the program. That's one of the reasons the economy is in such terrible. The government takes all your money away and says, we'll take care of this for you. They do a botch up job of it and spend a fortune to do something that really could have been accomplished for much less money. Obamacare's website being a perfectly good example of that. Now, you remember that wonderful video from HBO's The Newsroom, America's Not the Greatest Nation on Earth Anymore, and he goes down the list of all the ways where the U.S. isn't number one, and particularly in education. Well, apparently the PISA 2012 rankings are out. The U.S. now ranks 36th in the world for educational quality, declining 10 points just in the time since The Newsroom aired that episode. The only thing that we scored decently on was reading, but on math and all the other areas of measurement, major decline, because our public education system isn't about education anymore. It's about indoctrination. We'll tell you what to believe. Don't think, just believe, and all will be well. And it isn't. There's the music. It's time for us to get out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Go over to the republicbroadcasting.org website. Little donate button up there. We do need your help to keep moving forward and grow our audience and our reach. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.